welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your honest voice of reason when business starts to feel a bit messy. Each week, I help you get unstuck from whatever's holding you back, whether that's overwhelm, overthinking, or offers that just don't quite work, so you can build a business that actually works for you. Here's this week's episode. What if being stuck isn't a terrible thing? Bear with me. Ooh, what? I'm not saying what if being stuck is a blessing, not a curse. Not saying that. But what if actually being stuck is like a message? It's like a signpost. And again, not sugarcoating the fact that being stuck is like horrible. Blah, 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 blah. But really, maybe we should look at the reasons for feeling stuck and kind of, you know, see what it feels like, see what it is like, and, you know, look at that rather than the, oh my God, I'm stuck, oh my God, I'm stuck, oh my God, I don't know what to do, all that stuff that we kind of go down. Let's look at the kind of underneathy bits of it all, shall we? In today's episode of my Unstuck podcast, I'm Libby Langley. Hello. Very nice to have you here again. Always, 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 always a pleasure. Never, ever, ever a chore. So what if being stuck isn't a sign that you are completely useless and have failed at everything in life or whatever you think? What if it's actually like a sign that you're ready for something bigger, better, bolder, stronger, more exciting? I don't know, more aligned, whatever. Because most of us, when we feel stuck, and we all do, right, whether it's just in the, oh my God, I don't know what to do next kind of overwhelm state, or the, I have been feeling sluggish for so long. You know, it's a spectrum, right? There's degrees of stuckness. What we want to do is we want to fix it, and we want to fix it now. And yes, absolutely, little actions, a little thing will lead to momentum that, before you know it, you'll be miles further on. But what if the stuckness is actually kind of a message from yourself, right? I mean, you've got those voices in your head talking to you all the time. You have that internal monologue. What if it's that saying, hold fire a minute, mate? Something's misaligned, something's outdated, something's not working for you anymore. And it puts up, well, you put up, it, you, I don't know, you talk about yourself in the third person, I think you'd have to here, but you put up a kind of, you know, like a blocker, like a barrier, right? Because something needs to change. So that's, let's look at it that way, right? I kind of quite like that way of thinking about it, because otherwise, if we just, we get ourselves in a bit of a tiz about something and, that was today's Wordle word, tizzy, wasn't it? That's exciting. At the time of recording, it's not today. Everybody don't lose your mind. This is not recorded today, okay, when you're listening to it, just say that. So no spoilers when it comes to Wordle from me. But what if it, you know, when you kind of get yourself in a bit of a tiz like that, it's actually you telling yourself to maybe step back, to maybe slow down, to maybe think differently about things. I think that's quite a nice way of thinking about it rather than going, well, you're useless, blah, blah, blah. So the reason that we kind of rush to solve things and often rush to solve the wrong thing, right? You know, like we think, oh, it's just because we're not posting enough on social media. Oh, it's just because we're not emailing enough. Oh, it's just because I need to have another photo shoot. Oh, it's because I need to lose weight. Oh, it's because, you know, whatever, right? We can blame ourselves for all of the things because of the stuff we're not doing is the reason that everything feels wrong, which is rubbish. But we fear the stuckness, right? Rather than analysing it, we try to get out of it. Okay, and I talk a lot about practical solutions and things you can do to move forward, but I just want to kind of come at this from a slightly different angle. You know, we fear feeling stuck because it feels really uncomfortable. Let's be honest about this. If you're used to being like high functioning and super organized, and hello to my fellow autistic people out there, or action oriented, it's really difficult to just not know what to do next. So we look we rush to solve things, right? And also, hello, fellow ADHDers as well. We love to jump both feet first in. So yeah, being autistic ADHD is like a mega conundrum because systems, processes, order, logic, also chaos. Let's do it now. So, yeah, every day is a balancing act. But we also, and I think maybe this applies more to women, but we equate kind of success with moving forward and stillness as a bit of a failure. Because I think stillness can, you know, we as women still have to, oh, I don't know, the world's not equal, right? If you're a woman, you understand the 400 sentences I'm trying to say in that one sentence there. We still have to try a bit harder and push a bit more. And so if we stop, it can be seen as a failure, right? To ourselves, because nobody else knows. But yeah, and that's an internal wrestle, I think. And being a solo business owner, you know, you might be a parent as well. You might be caring for parents. You might, I don't know, have a million and one responsibilities other than just running your business. And so that magnitude of pressure is sometimes very real. You've got to stay on the hamster wheel. You've got to keep going. And actually, sometimes the best thing that you can do is just not for 5 minutes. Just step back for 5 minutes. And the discomfort of feeling stuck can often lead to some real panic decisions, you know, like launching something new. You know, all right, what I need is a course that people are buying courses. That's what I need. I need a £27 course because things that end in a seven are always better and people buy them more and all of this. So I need a course. I need to launch a course. I'll do that. I'll create a course. I'll launch that. You know, I'll do a big rebrand. That's what make the difference. I'll change all my colours. It's the colours that are wrong. I'll just need to learn more. So I'm going to do a course. I'm going to sign up for a course. Hang on a minute. This 15 grand coach program, this is what I need to do. They're going to solve everything for me. No. You know, that panic decision that comes from kind of the discomfort and the desperate need to get out of the discomfort, the stuckness, rather than working out what's causing it, you know, do all these things, not because you need them, but because you want to feel better fast. And that is quite dangerous territory. And my goodness me, I've done that, you know, a million times, right? And I'm sure we'll continue to do that. But I'm just more aware now of when I do it and what the red flag moments are. It's funny. I say to my husband sometimes, I'm like, this is danger zone territory for us. And he looks at me like I'm really, like he's really confused. But it's like, this is when I can see now that this is when we make impulsive decisions. This is when, and it's often to do with spending, actually. You know, it's like, this is when we do something crazy because we don't know how to cope or we feel a bit unsettled. We feel unsettled. And it's like, oh, so we're going to make some mad financial decision or just go out and buy an enormous thing or book a really expensive holiday or something, you know. But being aware of the danger zone, which is how I call it to myself now, that I know I kind of can feel it coming almost. And it's such a weird thing. And I know now that, don't do it. Whatever it is, you don't need to do it. And that actually really helps. And so it is kind of my way of getting out. And, you know, that impulsivity, it is the ADHD side of me. But I know that I can do things not because I need to do them, but because I want to fix a problem. And chucking something at it often does that. So I guess your self-awareness, you know, the more you talk about these things and the more you allow yourself to reflect on your behavior, the easier things become because you can catch yourself. And I've probably saved myself 15 grand in the last year by catching myself in these situations. And it's really helpful. It is really helpful. So panic decisions are, generally speaking, never good decisions. Spur of the moment, impulsive, this feels absolutely right decisions are completely different, right? Because you can make a lot of progress that way. So you need to learn in yourself what's the difference between the two. Yeah, because you know, sometimes you just make the decision and it's right and on we go and, oh my God, you know, other people are taking 3 weeks. And look at me, how much progress I've made. That's the good side, right? But the trying to panic, that being, oh, not doing the right stuff is for you is tough. So, you know, these actions don't actually solve the root cause. What they'll do is they'll mask the discomfort temporarily because you've got something else to focus on. And that's, you know, and that's not cool. And that leads to longer term problems. And you end up wondering why you're still stuck, and but, you know, 15 grand poorer, so, which is, it's not fun, right? We don't want that. But there's a difference between feeling bad or, you know, uncomfortable or whatever, or feeling misaligned. There's a real difference between the two of those. You know, feeling stuck doesn't always mean something is wrong with you. I mean, I would say it never really means there's something wrong with you. It means something no longer fits you, right? Misalignment often looks like, in your business, it often looks like you're offering something that doesn't, I don't know, you don't like anymore, you don't love anymore. You're working with clients that you've outgrown, and you're using strategies that worked in the past but now feel off. And these things are, it's only when we pause that we realize that that's what we're doing, right? And when you like, oh, you know, people have, I don't know, people have stopped responding to my emails, or people have stopped buying for me, whatever those kind of stuck, the reasons for the stuckness, it just doing the same thing that you used to do, but enhanced and more, isn't going to be the answer. Because if everything is truly in alignment, things don't feel like an effort. Right? It's not to say things are always easy. That's really, really different, because the world's a funny place. You know, this year's funny for businesses, odd for businesses. And, you know, not saying that it isn't, but it can still feel right for you. It can just feel different because the world is different, right? That's really, really important to kind of clarify there. But if it feels like it's just all wrong, feels all kind of scratchy and uncomfortable, then that's because things need to change. Yeah? So there's a difference. There's absolutely a difference there. And what I wouldn't want you to ever do is to mistake misalignment for personal failure, because it ain't, right? It's just completely different. And what can happen if you do that is you can kind of spiral into shame instead of self-reflection. And honestly, the best things I've done is talk to people about what's going on in my head. And sure, sounds really super self-indulgent, but when you work for yourself, you've got to be such a self-starter and self-motivating, and you probably work on home, at home on your own, and all these things that are difficult, mentally a challenge, right? No matter how much you love them, it's still a challenge. You've got to have people to talk to. And I've had a lot of EFT support in the last 3 years from my coach, Jackie O'Cree. And also, that's why I started my Unstuck community, so that there is a place for solo business owners like me to come and just go, I don't know what to do today. I feel stuck. This doesn't feel right. Help me. I'm losing my mind, right? And that's why it exists. And so taking the time to just be vulnerable like that with someone, or in a community, to a friend, whatever, it really, really makes the difference. And it isn't self-indulgent. It's an essential part of maintaining your mental health and keeping your business going, right? It's just, you don't want to, why would you want to just flog something that makes you miserable? So the key shift for you is to ask yourself, what's off here? What doesn't feel right, instead of what's wrong with me? Just do that simple reframe. You know, if you're feeling out of whack, I don't know, something's not right, just say, what isn't sitting right? Not what is wrong with me. It's huge, right? It's just huge, because there's nothing wrong with you. You're fabulous. I can tell you that easily. You're diagnosed as fabulous. Hooray! But if you're ignoring that kind of message that this feeling of stuckness is trying to send you, right? Your internal stuckometer is sending you. You know, you can feel really irritable, really numb, or kind of off kilter when you're doing things that you used to enjoy. And you know, that's perfectly normal, because what you enjoyed 5 years ago, you're probably not going to enjoy now, or enjoy it differently or something. Things shift and change. It's fine. And even, and procrastination as well, you know, that becomes an even bigger thing, even on something kind of small or seemingly small, right? You know, you've got three things on your to-do list and you just can't be asked to do any of them. It's like, why can't I? Why can't I? Maybe they're things that you really don't want to do, or they're really hard, in which case maybe you can outsource them, get someone else to do them, you know, whatever. Talk it through with ChatGPT, whatever. What shall I do first? That'll help you. But, or come join my Unstuck community and talk to a real human about it. But if they're things that, you know, should be kind of straightforward, but you're not doing them, think about why. Try and work out why, and that will help you, right? Why can't I do this? Or why can't you bring yourself to promote an offer, you know, or talk about what you do? Or why do you feel kind of icky when you do that? Maybe as well, you fantasize about like burning it all down and getting a proper job. You know, I think any business owner who says they've never thought about that, I think it's a big fat liar, to be honest, because I think we've all fantasized about that. Just imagine getting paid like guaranteed wage all the time. Even if you have an off day, you still get paid for it. It's like, what? And paid annual leave? What? And sick pay? What? Pension contributions? What? Yeah. I mean, you know, I fantasize that about that for sure. However, I also know that I don't want to do it. I categorically know I do not want to do it. I do not want to go. It's 14 years since I had a job, and I do not want to have another job now. Thank you. So I know the trade-off for me is the right trade-off. Okay. So fantasizing about it, fine. Thinking, actually deciding to do it is another thing. And you might decide that. I've had clients. I've got someone in my Unstuck community. She had her own business for a long time, and actually she's got a job now because that's the right thing for her to do, and that's okay too. You know, it doesn't, none of this matters. This is about making the right choice for you and you being happy. So it doesn't matter what it is or what anyone else thinks or what people tell you you should do. You're the only one who's in control. You're the only one who matters, right, in the whole equation. So some other things that you might think about is you know, how you're constantly comparing yourself to others and kind of maybe feeling left behind and all of that. And again, it's like, what? Who cares what they're doing? And you don't even, nobody knows really behind the scenes. Who cares, right? We're all at different stages of life and we all want different things. And something else you might be doing is constantly switching tactics, hoping that the next one will work. But honestly, the best thing ever is consistency. And that doesn't really matter what the consistency is. You can write stuff, you can do videos, you can do social media, you can do whatever. Doesn't matter. Just stick to one thing and focus on it. That's the easiest way to do it. But all of these things, right, they're all invitations from yourself to pause, to what? Tune in to your inner self, your feelings, your emotions, and work out what's going on, not to just power through. And I'm not saying you have to stop your business for a fortnight where you just, you know, go sit on an island and eat, pray, love kind of thing. It doesn't have to be that extent. But rather than pushing and pushing and pushing, just don't push for a day or two, because it ain't going to make any difference in the grand scheme of things, right? Don't push for a day or two and just work out, sit with your feelings and work out what's going on. And honestly, that's going to do you the best thing. Go out for a walk. Go shopping for the day. Go wandering around an art gallery, whatever you like to do, right? Do something that's different and that allows your head to think. Long drives are always really good for that kind of thing. Drive somewhere, drive back. It's interesting. I have a client in my Unstuck community who really felt like she'd lost her spark. And we had a conversation the other day, and she was saying that what she's doing is the same thing as she was trying to do 5 years, as she was doing 5 years ago and 5 years before that. And she is in a completely different place now. And she's realized that that's been the major kind of sticking point for her. Because, of course, things need to be different. And it's not that the business, you know, she's got a phenomenally successful business, right? and consistent turnover and all of this stuff. But it's how she feels that's changed. And that's because she's moved on, she's moved forward, and the business hasn't necessarily. So she needs to shift and change the way that she is in the business. And it's just about realigning stuff. Doesn't mean smashing everything up, or it doesn't mean the business is terrible. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're terrible, she's terrible. It's just, I'm older now. I feel a bit different. And it's not just about age, but you know what I mean? It's about stage of life and all of these things. So yeah, it's a really, really interesting reflection. And I know that, you know, I talk a lot about the fact that when I first started my business, I was 14 years, years ago. That's a really long time. And I was at a very different stage of life. And I was absolutely mad for the hustle. You know, I would do 16-hour days without batting an eyelid. And I was really, really known and, you know, yes, successful for sure, but wasn't happy and burnt out on all of this. And so it's only as I've got older and wiser and more cynical, perhaps all this, but realise what it is that actually makes me happy and what I actually want from life. And that's the biggest gift that you can give yourself. And it doesn't matter. And I'm sure some people will think, oh, what happened to her? She used to be a right go-getter and now she's not. It's like, okay, I don't care. You know, what's really important to me is that my Unstuck community is well supported. They are happy and they are making the progress that they want to make and that I keep enjoying it. And that's fine. So I don't really know what the problem is with that. And it's kind of not much. I don't have fingers in a million pies anymore. But that suits me better. I'm happy with that. And I make more profit and I have more time. So, woo! I don't know how that's the biggest win you can have, right? Because time freedom and financial freedom. So, yeah. Think about what it is that you really want. So, here's some questions to ask yourself if you are feeling stuck or just feeling a bit kind of meh or just like, oh, what is going on now? God damn it. Ask yourself, what feels like what, heavy or out of alignment right now? What's not sitting right? What feels wrong? Even if you can't explain why, okay? What doesn't feel right? Could be the way you deliver your work to your clients. Could be the fact that you're on your own all the time. Could be the fact that you're with people too often. I don't know. Whatever, right? Think about what isn't right, not necessarily why isn't it right? Because once you know what it is, then you can work out what needs to change. Ask yourself as well, what part of your business or your life are you doing because you feel like you should, right? Not because you want to. What if you're really, truly honest and you do a real analysis of this, what are you doing because it's what you should do rather than what you've consciously chosen to? There'll be loads of things. I've had lots of things along the way, thousands probably. But now it's like, never be afraid to say, no, I don't want to do that. And you don't even have to explain why. No, thank you. That's a complete sentence. Yeah. And what would you do differently if you trusted yourself more? That's a really big question, isn't it? But if you really trusted yourself and you really kind of let yourself go, what would you do differently? So I say to my clients, you know, if you started from scratch today, what would you do? And it's really interesting to see what people come up with. And sometimes it's just actually a few tweaks from what they've already got. Sometimes it is, oh, right, okay, there's bigger changes here. Fine, let's map that out and work towards it. It's never like, well, you fucked that up, didn't you? Now look at you. Now look what you've got to do. Oh, my God. It's never that. It's just, okay, cool. At least we know what we're aiming for. And that's an absolute gift to yourself and to everything else. To know what it is that you truly, truly want, right? And these questions aren't about fixing or pushing. They're about listening and they're about listening to yourself. And if you can't listen to yourself, then ain't no chance in hell that anyone else is going to listen to you, right? You've got to give yourself that kindness. So I want you to move forward with more self-trust here, right? And less panic. That's really important. Give yourself the permission to pause instead of constantly pushing. Yeah. I like to think of it as rolling, not pushing, because rolling, you can do a gentle nudge here and there, right? And you keep going. Pushing is max effort all the time. It's hard. It's So we want to go for roll, not push. We want to focus on clarity before action. I might get that on a t-shirt. Clarity before action. Otherwise, you risk just creating more stuckness, right? If you're just doing, and you don't know what you're doing it for or why you're doing it, then it's horrible. It's hard, right? Talk this out with a peer, with a coach, with a business buddy, with somebody you met from networking, and somebody, the person in front of you in the queue in Sainsbury's, whatever. Doesn't matter who it is. Or write stuff down, you know, or talk to ChatGPT. Come join my Unstuck community, right? There's loads of places that you can do this, but get the thoughts out of your head. Really crucial that you do that. And I want you to remember that getting unstuck isn't always about doing something. Okay, doesn't have to be action focused. Sometimes it's about letting go of something. Yeah, saying no to stuff, stepping back from stuff. Sometimes that's the way to get yourself unstuck, honestly. The most powerful moves often come after the stuckness, not during. You ain't going to go anywhere while you're stuck, right? You've got to give yourself the space to come out of that. And reframe this as a signal that you are evolving. So powerful, right? There's a lot of good that can come from a place of stuckness. It isn't always a problem. Sometimes it's actually the biggest gift that your insides have given you, you know, your brain's given you, because it helps you see what's actually going on, and it helps you plan for the future and move forward, like, with way less effort. And that's what we want, right? Big on less effort. Thank you very much. Okay. Oh, and if you need, if you want to kind of a way to structure this, go to libbylangley.com/stuck and you'll be able to download my free guide. And it's got some questions where you can write the answers it's in. So it might be a kind of formula that will help you to work through these kind of questions. So libbylangley.com/stuck. Go get that. All right. Thank you very much for joining me again. It's been a real pleasure today to talk this through with you. As ever, DM me what you think, what's come into your head. I'm Libby Langley on all the socials. And I'll see you next week for another episode of Unstuck. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and reminds them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram @Libby Langley. See you next week.